I designed a 5-day educational program, an initial 3 days to give some basis of fire safety and give some basis of presentation techniques. And then they go away for a month where they do an intervention themselves in a workplace. They come back, they present a report on that intervention. We give them some more skills, and then they're ready to go off and do it. So far, the training is very young, but we have managed to deliver in a very short period of time over 600 messages to workers and factories in about 8 or 10 different countries, but that's without even the pyramid activating. So the IOSH bespoke course is called the Workplace Fire Safety Facilitator Training Course. And then the second course is a train the trainer course, so that people can then, as trainers, put this whole thing into place. So I decided with the FLA that in 4 countries initially, which was Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and India, that we would establish 2 people as national master trainers and give them the ability to run the train the trainer course. The national master trainers train trainers.
Okay.
The trainers train fire safety facilitators. The fire safety facilitators train workers.
Right.
So we're establishing the top of the pyramid now.
And how's that going?
It's going very well. And what happened was, which is fascinating, 5 now, major brands of ready-made garments have said, listen, you're doing this at a national level, why don't you do it for the brand as well? So the brands are saying, we want to have master trainers in the brand, and then our master trainers will train trainers with the suppliers, and the suppliers will in turn train the facilitators, who will in turn train the workers.
Okay.
The whole concept is that these, by doing a safety message every other month, different safety message every other month, 1 to 100 workers, that they bring a message across, and during that month people talk about it. There's some posters, there's some other stuff that's going on during that month. And then, as a next step, there is discussion amongst the workers. People start asking questions. Well, you know, we need 2 fire exits. We don't have 2 fire exits. How can we make this sort of thing happen? So, and a month later, the subject changes. Maybe the next one is, what do you do when you hear the alarm? Okay. And slowly, people not only start thinking of themselves, they start thinking about other people as well. So we move from a building a fire safety climate into a fire safety culture. IOSH gives me an opportunity to network, to share, to help other people build skills. It also, the entire mechanism of accreditation and certification of the training program gives an external credibility. I mean, I design the stuff, but IOSH is extremely rigorous, and it has to be rigorous, in making sure that the stuff I design or other people design is high-quality stuff, stuff that's sustainable, stuff that's reasonable, stuff that's practicable, to make things happen.
How achievable do you think Vision Zero is?
Vision Zero is a goal. We may never reach Vision Zero. I trip and I break my nose, Vision Zero's gone. But if every worker or workers are together trying or striving for Vision Zero, then we're in a very, very positive position because the culture is in place. You know, you have a goal. In education, you have a goal, you have objectives. You want to achieve the objectives, but you don't necessarily achieve the goal. Okay? The goal is the vision. Okay? So, will we achieve absolutely bomb-proof places where there is absolutely no fire and absolutely no problem? Probably not, but if we can get everyone thinking positively in that direction, we've won.